We begin the current daf in Sechtz Nedarim daf Ein Aleph. We begin on the top of the Amud, but the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah in this parak. As we said in the first Mishnah opening up this parak, spoke about the halacha of Nar HaMayrasa, which is the name of this parak, where we said that this parak talks about, in contrast to the previous parak that spoke about Hataras Nedarim of Achachem, there's another element that regarding a woman when she's single and under the age of a Begeris, under 12 and a half, that her father could do the Afar, or when she's married, her husband could do hafaras nadarm, which can nullify it from here on. But then there's a middle stage, which is a nairah hamayrasa, that she's both in her father's domain still, because she's only engaged and she's still under the age of begeres, but she still has some relationship with her chasen because she's engaged. So there the halacha is that both the father, aviyu ubailo, amafir nadarah. Now our Mishnah continues on this theme regarding a nairah that's narusa, but adds an added novelty, a chiddush to this halacha. The Mishnah says, Nadra b'harusa, the woman makes a neder while being an arusa while she's engaged, which again is the halacha kiddushin, which is that after the ring was given and Talmudic times was done 12 months before the marriage, the nesuin. So she makes a neder while she's engaged. And niskar shabay bayim, now that same day she gets divorced, and niskar shabay bayim, that same day she then gets engaged again. So on that, the Mishnah says, Afil Lameya, even if she gets engaged to 100 people on that same day, she gets engaged, divorced, engaged, divorced, engaged, divorced, and then gets engaged. The halacha is, Oviyo Obayla Ha'achron Mefir Nidirao. So her father and the last chasin that's with her right now could be made for the neder. And the reason being is because the halacha is that an orus, a chasin, could be made for Bekoidman. He could nullify the vows that his kala had made even before she was engaged to him, in contrast to a husband, actually, after nisun, he can't, because then it's just him and her, and he can't be made for what was made beforehand. However, when she's just engaged to him, where then the chasen has another partner in the woman, which is the father, because she's only engaged now, and she's still under the age of 12 and a half, so together with the partnership of the father, who for him, it's not considered koidman, because she was always his daughter when she made the nether. So it doesn't make a difference, even if it was 100 chasanim before him, on that same day that she had made the nether with, but at the time of the hafara, it's him and the father that can go ahead, and they're made for the nether, bishutfis. Now the Ram points, in other words, so this is an added chiddush in the halacha of the oris and the father being made for the nether, even if she didn't even take the nether while she was engaged to this chasan. It's actually 99 chasan before him, but since it's still the same day, and actually that's what the Ran explains, he says that the reason why it says that she got divorced that day and that same day got engaged, and so on, whoever the last chasan standing on that same day is the one that can be made for the neder together with the father, is just because we're referring to a case where someone had already heard the neder, either that the aris, the chasan, had heard the neder, or the father had heard the neder. That's why it has to be specifically that same day that this next chasen is engaged to her, and then he and the father can be made for the neder. Because if it's a subsequent day, that actually then he wouldn't be able to be made for the neder with the father, because since one of them had already heard, meaning either the previous chasen or the father had heard it that same day and was not made for the neder on that same day, so that, as we've mentioned many times, Halacha says in the Pasuk, in Mamidbar Perek Lamed, that if B'yom Shamay, he has the ability to be making it, to validate it, or to be made for it, to void it, and he was not made for it, so that would be Mekayim the Neder, that would be validating the Neder, and then you can't be made for it anymore. So it has to be that same day that he divorced her, and then someone other chasen went and went ahead and got engaged to her. So as long as it's still the same day, even though one of them had heard about it already before, says, but since the same day wasn't yet hukum, and the Gemara is going to discuss this idea, which one of them had it that heard it. Was it the first chasen that had heard it? Was it the father that heard it? And we'll see the ramification of that. What does it make a difference? Who is it that heard? But that's the concept of why it talks about that she got divorced that same day and then got re-engaged to somebody else that same day. Again, one chiddush is this concept that you always have aviyah b'al mafir nederah, even if it's not even that same chasen who she had made the neder by. But as long as it's still the same day, and again, the reason why it has to be the same day is because someone had heard about it before she had gotten divorced from the first chasen, either the father or that first chasen. And since someone heard about it, if they wouldn't be made for that same day, whether that chasen or another chasen as the per the chiddush of Mishnah, then it would be too late because that already would establish and validated if one of the partners hears about it and it's not meferid, if one of them is making it, as we said in the first Mishnah of this parag, it already is not going to work. Hafar only works if both of them are meferid, and by one of them hearing it on that same day and not being mefer is essentially being making the neder. So the Mishnah says, Zaklal, this is the general rule. As long as the woman has not gone out to her own domain for one moment, meaning she's still either she hasn't got over the age of 12 and a half, which that would take her out of her father's domain, or if she would get married, that would also take her out of her father's domain. So therefore, she would go out into her own domain for one moment. So as long as she has not, she's still under 12 and a half, and she still has not had nisuin yet. So then the halach is Oviu Bailo Ha'achar Mefir Nedera. Then her father with the last chasen are made for the nedra. And the reason being, because yes, if she would become over 12 and a half, she would become a begeris, or if she would ultimately get nisuin, that would then leave her from her father's domain. And then, even on that same day, the aris himself would not be able to be made for the nedra because he can't do it. He doesn't get nisroikin, as we've mentioned before, and as we'll mention on this stuff too. He doesn't inherit the father's shares. And moreover, he can only be mefer together with a partner. So the fact that if the girl turns 12 and a half, or if they end up consummating the relationship, having the suin, so once she gets removed from the father's domain, so then she's not going to be able to go ahead and have her nether being moved for even through the aris himself. So rather, the idea is as long as she has not left from the father's domain, so she's still in the father's domain and the chasen, the husband's domain, and therefore they go ahead and they mefer it together. Now, the Gemara asks, regarding this primary chiddush of our Mishnah, Minnalan, where do we know this chiddush? The Oris Acharin mefer Nedarim Sheniru La'Oris Rishon. Where do we know that this later chasen, even if it's on the same day, but how do we know that some other chasen could go ahead and be mefer the neder together with the father for a neder that she had made in front of a different chasen on that same day, earlier in the day? Now, the thing is, because we learned in our Mishnah, and the Ran's proving the point of what the Gemara's question is from, which is an assumption the Gemara is making, but the Gemara is making the assumption because since we learned Niskar Shabbat Bayayim, that she got divorced that same day, and then she got engaged to someone else that same day. So obviously, that we're talking about that the first chasen had heard about the neder. Why? And that's what the Gemara's question is saying, that not only that did she make it when she was engaged to the first guy, he actually even heard about it. Now the reason is because if he didn't hear about it, then why would you need her to get engaged to someone else on that same day, even if she doesn't get engaged that same day, even if she gets engaged on a different day, as long as no one heard about it, so then there's an ability for them to be made for it whenever the day is, not the day that she made the neder, it's the day that they hear about it. So why would the Gemara be making an assumption that we see from the Mishnah that he could be made for a neder from the first chasen, even if the first chasen heard about it? So that the Ran explains, yes, we see that from the Mishnah, because if it wasn't talking about that the first chasen heard about it, so then no one heard about it. So if no one heard about it, even if this second chasen gets engaged a few months later, and only then is the first time somebody hears about it, so then, boom, that day, B'yayim Shammai, the day that he hears about it, he could be made for the neder. Why does it have to be on that same day that she gets engaged to someone else? Oh, must be talking about because the first chasen heard about it. Now, if he's not going to be made for that same day, if somebody's not going to be made for it, so that's going to consider implicit validation of the neder. And therefore, we must say that this Mishnah that's saying that the later chasen could be made for the neder, and it's told that it was on the same day, must mean that he could be made for a neder even if the first chasen had heard about it. Now, the Ran actually points out that's not necessarily indicative, the Gemara's assumption, from the Mishnah. Because we could be talking about that, yes, somebody heard about the neder. That's why the next chasen has to get engaged that same day to quickly him and the father be made for the neder on that same day. But not because the first chasen heard about it. Maybe if the first chasen heard about it, then that cannot transfer to the second chasen being made for that neder. As we'll discuss, that when someone hears about it, it does something more than if he doesn't hear about it. So maybe, the Ran is saying, the Gemara could have rejected and said, yes, because the father heard about it that day. That's why it has to be that same day. But maybe if the first Aris, the first Chasen had heard about it, maybe actually the second Chasen cannot be made for that neder. So that's a question that the Ran asks on the Gemara's assumption in its question that where do we know the halacha from? So on that, the Ran says that even so, this was a tradition that Shmuel had from his teachers, that when it says in our Mishnah, Boi Bayoim, why does it have to say that he got engaged to this next chasen the same day as the first chasen had been engaged to her? Is because that the one who heard about it, and therefore you have to quickly get it in that day, the hafara, because since someone heard about it, who's that someone? The tradition he had was that someone was the first chasen and not the father. And that's why, actually, the Gemara says, Minohan Emili, the Ran explains when the Gemara asks, where do we know this from? It's not the Gemara asking the question. This is all Shmuel's statement, because the Gemara is going to say, Amar Shmuel, the Gemara is going to answer, it's Shmuel that answers. Actually, the question is also from Shmuel. In other words, it's like the Gemara said, that this is what Shmuel said, where do we know that the second chasen can be made for the Nadarim? It was even heard already by the first chasen. Now, the Ran actually proves this point, that the primary halacha, this chiddush that we're saying, that the second chasen can be made for the neder that the first one had even heard about, must be that that's Shmuel that's telling us that chiddush, and that Shmuel's not just, as the Gemara with the simple translation would sound like, just proving this chiddush which is inherent from the Mishnah, from a pasuk, because if that would be the case, that this din, which if you read the Gemara, sounds like that's the assumption the Gemara is having from the Mishnah itself, is the Mishnah, and Shmuel's not adding on to the chiddush of the halacha, meaning he's not the one that, if one would say, that he's not introducing this idea, which he had heard as a tradition from his teachers, that the one who heard about it, and therefore you have to quickly get the second chasen in to be bafed in the neder before sundown, was the father and not the chasen, meaning that he's not the one that's saying that it was the first chasen that heard about it, but rather it's the Mishnah that's implicit like that, as the Gemara is saying the question, how do you know that he can be bafed in the dharm shenir la'aris rishon? But, and the only thing he's doing is proving the Mishnah's halacha from a pasuk. But then, as we're going to see later on, the Gemara is going to say, Tani kavasei de Shmuel. The Gemara is going to bring a brisa that says like Shmuel. From a brisa of Nair Marasa, we're going to see. Now, the problem with that is that brisa doesn't prove this halacha from a pasuk that Shmuel brings. Now, if this din itself, the actual chiddush, that the second chasen can be made for neder, that the first one had already heard about it, was not Shmuel who introduced that, but rather it's the Mishnah, then what would be the Bryce is saying more than it already says in the Mishnah? Obviously, the Ran says is because, no, from the Mishnah itself, that you have to get the second chasen in that same day, would only tell us that somebody heard about it, but it could have been the father had heard about it, not the first chasen. And actually, maybe if the first chasen had heard about it just from the simple reading of the Mishnah, you could say that the second chasen cannot be made for what the first chasen had heard about it. And rather, it's Shmuel that's telling us that because although the Mishnah does not explicitly say that. However, although you could say that the Mishnah is talking about that is Shama'av, but that's the tradition that Shmuel had from his teachers, that it's actually talking about even if Shama Oris HaRishon, and that what ultimately is the Gemara is going to bring a raya from the Braisa, where that you can't reject, because the Braisa clearly is talking about even if the first Chasen had heard about it, the second Chasen could go ahead on that same day and be made for the neder of the Kala, which even the first Chasen had heard about it. So that's how the Ran explains the Gemara's question, which is really, it's all Shmuel saying this. So therefore the question is again, how do we know that even the second chasen can be made for a neder that was made by the first chasen and on that same day, and even he had even heard about it? So Amar Shmuel Amar Krasa, Shmuel says it's based on the Pasuk in Bamidbar. Pasuk says, as we already interpreted this Pasuk previous dafim, that this Pasuk is talking about a Nair HaMairasa, which is what we're discussing over here regarding a woman that's engaged. So the pasuk says, "Vim hayoy siya leish unadirah olam," that if a woman's going to be engaged to a man and she has nadarm, now unadirah olam sounds like it's saying nadarm shahoyu olam kvar, meaning that she comes, she gets engaged with nadarm already on her. So therefore, we see this halacha that even if this second chasen is coming into an engagement with a woman already having already had nedarim on her, doesn't make a difference, not a problem. That's the halacha of what we learned on previous dafim of Nair Marasa, that Avi Yobayl, Mafir Nedira. So even if she had taken a neder beforehand, it doesn't make a difference. He could still be made for that neder, which is the halacha of he could be made for Bekoidman. That's because of his partnership with the father, although when she gets married, actually, he can't be made for Bekoidman. But when he's just engaged, that's what we see from this pasuk, that he could be made for a neder that she had already made before, even by this first chasen. Now that the Gemara asks, but Dilma Hanemili Shle Nirula Aris Rishon. Maybe that would only be, let's say, when she's single, or even if she had been engaged to a first chasen, but maybe it's only talking about that the first chasen didn't hear about it. But maybe if this neder that he wants to be made for now, that he's engaged to her, that the first chasen had already heard about it, maybe maybe then the second chasen cannot be made for the neder that the first chasen had already heard about it. Now, what's the reason? So we had already mentioned this concept. So the understanding of this is, why would we say that if the first chasen heard about it, the second and then the second chasen that same day gets engaged cannot be made for that neder? That maybe is because, since the first chasen already heard about it, so the rites, we call it the shears, which a chasen and the father, when she's engaged, they both have 50% shears in the woman regarding her nedarim. So maybe we would say that this halacha of nisroikin, which is that, okay, now he's out of the picture, because either he dies, or like in the case we're discussing where he divorces her, so he loses his 50% shears in the woman, but maybe that doesn't go from him to the second chasen, to allow the second chasen to take his place together with the father and now be made for a neder. Maybe it only goes to the father. And that's like the sugya that we learned off Ayinim Abayz, where we had a pasuk that said, Hoyosiya, which compares the first kedushin to the second kedushin, just like the father, how he is before she gets engaged to her first chasen, so too before the second chasen, which we say that obviously that when the first chasen dies or is out of the picture, then it's nisraik, and then it goes back to the father that he has all the rights. Now, therefore, we would say that if the neder had already been heard by the first chasen, so the second chasen is non-existent, and therefore actually the only one that should have to be made for the neder is the father. Because Nisraikin doesn't work from the first chasen to the second chasen. Who said? Maybe it only works from the chasen to the father, as we have a pasuk for that. Or a different way that the Gemara is asking is maybe actually to the contrary, say that since there is a second chasen over here and he can't be made for because you don't say Nisraikin, you don't say the first chasen's shears go to the second chasen's shears. So actually maybe then even the father now can't be made for because we know that when there's a chasen with a father, the father can't do the hafar himself. As we learn from Sukkim, a Nair Maras has to be with the father and the chasen. And since here the chasen can't do that, as we said, because who said there's Nisraikin from the first chasen to the second chasen, and that's specifically because he heard about it. As we've explained in the previous Dafim from the Ran, if you didn't hear about it, it's like you didn't have any shear in it whatsoever. But he heard about it. Who said, as Shmuel's Masari has from his teachers, is assuming in the explanation about Mishnah, even if the first chasen heard about it, how do you see that from that pasuk from Hoyasi Leish and Dira Alao? Yes, if they were in the Dharm beforehand, but maybe if the chasen didn't hear about it. Once he heard about it, he had shears in it. When his shears get lost, it could transfer to the father, and that we have a pasuk for. But who said it would transfer to the second chasen to him? So now the Gemara answers, Aleha Kra Yaseirhum. The reason that we know it is not only that the second chasen could get what's called Kaidman, that he could be made for a neder that she had made before she was even engaged to him, but even if it was with a first chasen and that first chasen had heard about it and had shears in it, is because the word Allah in that pasuk that we quoted, from Hayusi Le'ish on the Dura, Allaha, is a superfluous word. And therefore, what it's coming to tell us is that every neder that she had on coming into this engagement, even if the first chasen had heard about it, that's what the extra word Allah is teaching us, no matter what neder she had on her, the second chasen could be made for, and therefore that teaches us the halacha of the Mishnah, that the second chasen could be made for a neder, even that the first chasen had already heard about and had shares in it, will say Nisraikin, the reshus of the first chasen, to the second chasen, as the Rush elucidates this. And he says, because the pasuk could have said, Vim ish unadireha. Didn't have to say the word Allah. That would have told us that if she gets engaged, unadireha, and she has a nadarim. So then we would have known that the aris could be made for bekaidmin, from the fact that it says ash, like for example, like it says in the pasuk, a miftas of asa asha astra al nafsha, where it says that whatever she had made astra on herself, which is in the past tense, which we would have known that it's even that what she comes in already in the previous neder before she was engaged. So why'd have to say aleha? Rather, that's coming to include even the darim, which were nirul aris rishon. That's coming to tell us that the second chasen could be made for those types of nedarim. So again, that's Shmuel's source on the pasuk for the halacha of our Mishnah, where even if the first chasan had heard about it, the second chasan that same day could go ahead and be made for the neder. He takes over the shear of that first chasan, so together with the father, can be made for that neder. Again, and that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, that even if it's not that same chasan, still the halacha of Nair Marasa is that the chasan and the father are jointly made for the neder. So the Gemara says, Tanya Kavah Seh Dishmol, so whoever Braisa that says like Shmuel, which again, as we explained from the Ram previously, the reason why it supports Shmuel and not necessarily the halacha of our Mishnah is to tell us, because this concept is not explicit in the Mishnah, that even the Darim, which were already heard by the first chasan, still the second chasan could go ahead and be made for those Nedarim, which was, again, that was Shmuel's chiddush from his teachers, that's what it means in our Mishnah, that someone had heard about it, even if the chasan had heard about it. So what's the proof from the Braisa? So the Braisa says as follows. Naira hamayrasa, regarding the topic of this parak, the first Mishnah of parak, when you have a woman that's engaged under the age of 12 and a half, so the halach is oviyo bayil mafir nederav, so the father and the chasan together jointly have to be made for the neder. So Ketzad, the Braisa says, what would be an illustration of this halacha? So shama oviyo v'hafarla, let's say the father heard about the neder and he was made for it, but v'lohispeka ba'al shemaya at shemeiz. Now this Braisa is not saying the basic halacha, because that would just be like the first Mishnah of our parak. It's saying it in the way of an added chiddush, like the halacha of our Mishnah, where actually the husband didn't hear about it, and he died without ever, the chasan died without ever hearing about the kala's neder. But the nisarsa b'ibayim, that same day that the father had heard about it, and he was mefer, the first chasan dies, and then she gets engaged that same day to another chasan. Now the Ram points out again, that's why it says b'ibayim, because if she would get engaged a following day, since that when the husband died the previous day, so his rights get transferred to the father, which that's specifically like Beis Shammai, and the father wasn't mefer that same day, so that would be essentially like the father being mekayim the neder, because although he was mefer his half, but the husband's half got transferred to him and he wasn't mefer that half, so therefore, even if she gets engaged a subsequent day, that chasan already would be too late, because there already would have been hukum the neder. So that's why the Ran explains, it has to be talking about that the Braisa is saying that same day she gets engaged to another chasan. So if afilu meipam, like our Mishnah says, even if this happens 100 times on that same day, where she gets engaged to 100 different people, but ultimately, aviyo b'ayla ho'achar mefir nederav. So the father and the last chasan, if it's at least that same day, could be made for the neder. That would be an illustration, an added chiddush illustration, like the Mishnah on our daf, that the father and even the last chasan could be made for the neder that they heard about on that day. Now the Ram points out that some Rishonim explain that this halacha of the Braisa is actually going according to everyone. And that is, although there's a machlokes b'sham and b'shil in the later case, the next case of the Braisa, that's only there where we see that the Braisa quotes it as a machlekes, but our case where the Braisa doesn't quote it as a machlekes, that's going according to everybody, which the Ran wonders. And although, yes, seemingly it would sound like that the next case is where Reb Nosson's going to say is a machlekes Beis Shammai, but this is seemingly not a machlekes, but that's what the Ran wonders, that according to Beis Hill, which we explained in the previous daf, they hold when one of the two parties, the father or the chasan, is made for the neder, it's only miklash kolish, it weakens the entirety of the neder qualitatively, not like cutting off half the neder. So since the father on that day heard about it, and he was made for the neder, so when he does that hafara, so he weakened the entire neder. And the reason why it's going to remain weakened is because the father is not the one that dies. He's going to still be around. Therefore, his hafara is never going to be batal. So the question is, how could the halacha, according to Beis Hill, if you're saying that this is even going like Beis Hill, the father and the last chasan, who's on that day, go ahead and be made for the neder. But we have quoted Beis Hillel previously that he says that seemingly this same type of a case, where Shama via v'hafalav, the father heard about it, and he was made for. And Beis Hillel said, if lohispega ba'al l'shmaya ad shemes, if the chasan didn't get a chance to hear about it, and he died before ever hearing about it, so actually Beis Hillel says that eina av yochel hafer, the father cannot then subsequently be made for it, even on that same day. And that's because in that type of a case, we don't say that what's called the halacha of Nisraikna, which seemingly everyone agrees to the basic halacha of Nisraikin, where when the chasan dies, then it empties out and all his shears go to the father. Now the reason why, as we explained on the previous daf, is because since the whole neder was weakened when one of the partners, meaning the father, was made for the neder, Now, when the chassan dies and his shears are supposed to empty out and go to the father, it's not significant enough, Beis Hillel held, for it to be transferable. So therefore, the Ran asks, so here also, where you have the father and the later chassan, what's any different? In other words, how can we go ahead when the first chassan dies, when he never heard about it? So the only one that heard about it, which means to say that that's the primary significance on the neder, was the father, and he was made for it, which totally weakened it, almost making the chassan's portion, who then died, almost insignificant. So when he dies, Beis Hillel holds it's too insignificant to transfer. So how? What's the difference when we say it can't transfer to the father? In contrast, over here, we're saying that it's going to transfer to the second chassan. How could it transfer if it's too weak? So on that, the Ran says, so according to these Rishonim, the one that say that this halacha is even like Beis Hillel, says the reason being is because, you're right, regarding that halacha of Beis Hillel we quote in the previous daf, that when that's regarding transference, which is taking the shears from the chassan who died and then transferring the rest of the shears, the other 50%, to the father, that's because when you have to transfer from one domain to another domain, meaning from the chassan to the father, so that's what we said according to Beis Hillel, that when it's so weakened, because the father who's still around had weakened it and that's still weakened, it's not enough to remove it and even to consider it significant enough to have it transferred. But the Ran says here it's different, because here, the second chassan, we don't view it as a transference from the first chassan to the second chassan. We view him as what as the words of the Ran, Kikari the Rishon. We view him as an extension of the first chassan. So therefore, since in this case it's going from the first chassan to the second chassan, even though the nether was totally weakened, because the father had been made for his part, and he was the only one that even knew about it, because the first chassan didn't even know about it when he passed away, or when he's out of the picture. So although it's weakened, but still, the father and the new chassan can be made for, and the reason being is because you don't have to transfer. He's just taking the place of the first chassan. So whatever weakened is left, he can go ahead and just take that place and be made for the nether of that portion of the first chassan together with the other half that the father had been made for earlier in the day. And therefore, that's how the Ran explains, according to the other Rishonim, that this first case of the Braisa would be going not only according to Beis Shammai, but even according to Beis Hillel. But again, that's the halacha of the Avio Baila, similarly like the halacha of our Mishnah. Now the Braisa continues, let's say Shama Baila v'hafala. Let's say the chassan heard about it, not the father, and he was made for the nether. He was made for his half of his rights. Now the Ran points out that this is also talking about, as in the previous case, when she's engaged, which is the only difference between this case of the Braisa and the first case of the Braisa, is that the first case had it that the father was the one that was made for, and the chassan never even heard about it, and he passed away. And here it's talking about that it's the chassan that was made for the nether. Now, v'lohispeka avle shmoya ad shemes abal. Now, the father didn't get a chance to hear about the nether, and the chassan first passed away before the father ever ended up hearing about the nether. So that the Braisa says, chayzer av amefer chelker shabal. So the father now could go ahead and nullify the portion of the chassan. What that means to say is, and the father himself could be made for the nether. And that's in spite of the fact that she gets engaged to somebody else, which, as we're going to explain later, is based on the principle of Nisraikin, because actually the portions of the chassan gets transferred to the father. Now he has all 100%. So even if she gets engaged to someone else, here the Braisa says this is going to be different than the first case of the Braisa, than the Reisha, which said that when she gets engaged to someone else, it's going to be the Avio Obaila Mafir Nederau. Here, actually, the Braisa is saying is different. Here, it's the father himself that's going to be made for the nether. Now, the Ran comes to explain that when the Braisa says that the father is now made for Chelker Shalbal, the Ran says, obviously, the father has to also be made for his own half, the Chelik of the father. That we don't have to tell you, because obviously that you can't nullify his 50% shares without him doing Hafar on his own part. It's just that the Braisa is telling us that he would also have to be made for the chelik of the husband, and that chiddush is, because even though the husband, the first chassan, he was already made for his chelik, and then he passed away, even so the father has to go back and nullify even that chelik of the first chassan. The reason being is because once that chassan passes away, so then we consider his hafara, since it was only half of it, the father wasn't yet made for it, he only heard about it after the chassan passed away, so therefore, it's considered batal, like he never had done any afara, and so it's back to its regular chelik. And since it's nisraken, the father inherits that portion of the chassan, so therefore, He has to be made for his own chelik and made for the chelik of the Baal. But he doesn't have to come onto the second chasen. Second chasen has nothing to do with this. It's just the father that gets to the decision of that far. That's the second case of the Braisa. Now, Amr ibn Nasan, he says that actually this halacha is actually machlekes. Heinein divrei Beis Shammai. The halacha that we just said in the second case of the Braisa is actually going according to the opinion of Beis Shammai. However, Beis Hillel actually hold that the father by himself, without the second chasen, cannot be mefer. He can't do it himself. So the Gemara is b'mayt pligi. So what is this machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding the second case, if the father himself can be made for the nether, or the father can't go ahead and be made for the nether by himself? So as we've seen, Talmud Beis, the Gemara says as follows: Beis Shammai savri, Beis Shammai hold nedarim namishero la'aris, that additionally, nedarim which were already heard by the first chasen, even in such a case, nisreik nerishrus la'av, that gets channeled to the domain of the father. Now, because of that, so therefore, regarding this nether, we consider the second chasen as if he doesn't exist. As we're going to explain, that's based on the second component we're going to say. Beis Shammai's opinion is based on two variables. So the second variable is going to tell us why we consider the second chasen as insignificant. So since we consider the second chasen as insignificant, so that's why the father could be made for the nether, because as everyone agrees to the basic concept of Nisroikin, which is when the chasen dies, so his shares go to the father, and as we're going to explain, that the second chasen plays no role, so since he doesn't play a role, so it's just the father, essentially, and the father gets those shares of the chasen. So that's why Beis Shammai say that the father could be made for the nether by himself. Now, it's inherent in this first variable of Beis Shammai's opinion that the Ran comes to explain that the chiddush in this is, in that is, although as the Gemara will explain shortly in the second variable of Beis Shammai's opinion, that we consider the second chasen as if he's non-existent, however, still, we would have thought to say that maybe when we say that it goes from the, as we brought from Psukim on previous staff, that it's Nisraikin, when the first chasen is out of the picture, his shears in the woman goes to the father, and that is, we would have thought to say, maybe that's only by Nedarim, which the first chasen didn't hear about it. But if he heard about it, as we explained, when once someone hears about it, and one of the two partners, it's considered as if they were Zoich in their shears already. Maybe there we would not say that it would go then and transfer to the father. And that is what the first variable of Beis Shammai's opinion is saying, that no, even if the first chasen had already heard about it, still we're going to say that it's going to transfer over to the domain of the father. And therefore, that's the inherent chiddush in this first variable of Beis Shammai, that although over here, the first chasen heard about it, but since even if he made a hafara, it's like it's non-existent, because the moment the first chasen passes away, then it's going to be nullified. So even though that the second chasen regarding this neder is like he's non-existent, as we're going to explain, and that's why we're saying that the father can be made for the neder. Why? In other words, what's the second variable that will tell us why we view the second chasen as if he's out of the picture? And if he's out of the picture, then the first variable in Beis Shammai's opinion kicks in, which tells us that the halacha of Nisroikin is going to be not just when the first chasen didn't hear about it, which we say, how you see, you're comparing how the father was before the first chasen, so to be before the second one, meaning when the first one is out of the picture, that he himself can be made for the neder. It's not only if he didn't hear about it, but even if he heard about it, how do we know that the second chasen is out of the picture? Because Umegi's guys, as we mentioned in the previous daf, Beis Shammai is of the opinion that Megi's guys, when one of the two partners, the father or the chasen, is made for the neder, it's like he chopped off quantitatively half of the nether. Now, because of that, so therefore the sequence is as follows. Since when the first chasen was made for his kala's nether, so essentially what he did was, is that he just chopped off half of the nether. Now, what that means to say is that his act was a conclusive act. Meaning to say, whatever he could do in this nether as only a 50% partner, he did. He totally chopped off, as we said in the previous daf. According to Beis Shammai's opinion, if the woman made a neder on two olives and one of the two partners was made for one of them, so now she would only be liable on one of the olives because half was totally chopped off. Now, because of that, the key word here is istalikli aris legamri. So that means to say the first chasen is out of the picture totally because he did what he can do and that's done. Now, although when the first chassan dies, you write his hafara is considered non-existent. However, since he essentially, when he did his hafara, he was taken out of the picture. So therefore, now the woman's nether has nothing to do with the chassan component. The only component that we have over here is the father's shares. Nothing to do with the chassan. Now, that we already explained previously, that wherever that there is no chassan in the picture, so the father can be made for the nether. Because that's what we said from Hayusil La'ish, that we compare how the father is before the first chassan to how he is before the second chassan, which is after the first one's out of the picture, that the father alone could do the hafara. And therefore, according to Beis Shammai, reviewing the second chassan as out of the picture, why are we saying out of the picture? Because chassan element, there's two elements, is arus and father. Arus did his piece. Now, the second arus is only the mamala makam, is only the kari, the chassan rishon, is just an extension of the first chassan. The first chassan did his piece already, he's out of the picture. Now, although you're right, when he passes away or when he divorces, he's out of the picture, but the father is the one who inherits those rights. The second chassan cannot be the one, because arus element has already been out of the picture. Now, however, the other way around, the inverse of this, which we mentioned of Samachesim Abeis, where when the father hears about it, and he's made for the nether. Now, even if you'll say that according to the opinion of Beis Shammai holds Megis Gaius, that the father is out of the picture, which the Ran's basically forewarning a question based on the logic he's saying over here, so then why do we say over there that when the father dies, that the chassan himself can't go ahead and be made for the rest of the nether, if you say whatever the father did, he did already. So, because that's essentially what we're saying over here by the first chassan, in contrast to the second chassan, where the second chassan can't play a role because the first chassan is out of the picture, so why don't you say the same thing over there? So that's what the Ran explains, that even so over there, when the father does die after he was made for his portion, ultimately when he dies, his hafara is considered batal. It's like he didn't do a valid hafara. So therefore, now the only thing is that you're left with the chassan without the father. So the chassan without the father can't do the hafara because A, he doesn't have the strike, and then he can't be made for the nether without the other partner. So therefore, that's not a contradiction in why over there, when the father does hafara, he's out of the picture, but still the chassan can't go ahead and do it because the father's hafara is batal when he dies. But here, with the first chassan, yes, although you're right, his portion is batal when he dies, and therefore we have to say nisraikna, which that's the first variable of Beis Shammai, that even if the first chassan heard about it, the father will inherit that, and you have to inherit it, because the first chassan died, but still, since he did his piece, and that's the element of Megis Gaius, the second variable of Beis Shammai's opinion, so he's out of the picture, and therefore the second chassan's out of the picture, who's just taking the first chassan's place, and therefore the only one who has the rights, according to the opinion of Beis Shammai, is that the father does the afara without the second chassan. That's the opinion of Beis Shammai. But Beis Hillel they hold, no, Avia Ubaila Achrein Mefir Nederau. It's actually the father and the last chassan in the second case of the Braisa who are made for her neder. And that is that actually the father himself cannot do the hafar. What's the reason? Because according to Beis Hillel, he holds Veloy Megis Gaius. It's not true. When the first chassan did his hafara, we don't say like Beis Shammai holds quantitatively as if half the nether was chopped off. According to Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, the concept is miklash kolish. It's qualitatively, it's like we see the whole nether 50% weakened. Now, this, the Ran explains, the logic of Beis Hillel's opinion is that when one of the partners makes the whole nether weaken, that's not a conclusive act. It doesn't do anything conclusive. It just weakens it. According to Beis Shammai, it's conclusive. It chopped off half the nether. You're only going to be chayiv on from the two zeisim, only one zeis now. Now, because of that, the Ran explains, according to Beis Hillel's opinion, when one of the partners does his shear, which in our case we're discussing is that the first chassan had done the hafara and then he died, actually nothing took effect until the other weakening of the other partner joins together to totally weaken the whole thing and thus be made for the nether. Now, therefore, or consequently, that as long as the father wasn't made for the nether, so therefore, actually, we don't see the chassan as removed from the nether, because he's still there. He didn't totally chop himself off. He just weakened 50% of it qualitatively. And therefore, the second chassan actually will be zeich in it, because he's taking over the role of the first chassan, who is still present, because Beis Hillel does not hold Megis Gaius, so if he's still present, so therefore he takes his place, and we don't say Nisroikin, that it goes to the father. And that's why Basil argues in Bishamai and holds that it's actually going to be a view of Baal Mefir in the Direl, not like Bishamai, who was originally quoted in that second case, that holds that the father himself does dafar. That's how the Ran explains this machlekes of Bisham Basil regarding the second case of the Brisa. But before we conclude the Gemara and show how this supports Shmuel, the Ran is bothered by a question. He wants to really understand when the Gemara quotes and explains the opinion of Bishamai, why does it necessitate the first variable? Meaning, by Basil, we only say the second variable. It sounds like that the whole machlekes is really based on, do you say Megas Gaius or Miklash Kalish? Why does the Gemara, when it explains the opinion of Bishamai, have to say that even the Darim which were heard by the first Chasin, still we're going to say it's going to be Nisraik and Lashus Ha'av? And that is because, since according to Bishamai, we consider the last Chasin as if he's non-existent. So if he's non-existent, okay, but who said the father can get the other 50% share? Since the first Chasin heard about it and he was Mefer, who said that now when he dies and that Afar is bottle, that now it's back to his 50% shears? Who said the father can inherit that was 50% shears and get it? So that's what the first variable is saying, that no, Beishami Hol, that even the Dom that were heard by the first Chasin, since the second Chasin is non-existent because of Megis Gaius, so the father could inherit that. And that the Ran's bothered. But everybody agrees to that first variable of the two variables of Beishami's opinion, even Misil. Because even the Dom that were heard by the Chasin, as long as the Chasin is out of the picture, let's say he passes away, we already said enough Ayinim Abayis that those shears get transferred to the father. And that's according to everybody, because the Gemara there says, oh, let's say this was only talking about the Dharm which were not heard by the first Chasin. But the Gemara says maybe the Dharm that were heard by the first Chasin, maybe the father cannot be Mefer. And the conclusion of the Gemara is that that's not true. That it's even if the Chasin had heard about it, still we're going to say Nisraken. So you see that according to everybody, it gets transferred to the domain of the father, even by Nedarim that were heard by the first Chasin. So therefore the Ran wonders, why did the Gemara find it necessary to say these two dinim for Beis Shammai? A, that Nedarim that were also heard by the first Chasin, you'll say Nisraken to the Shrus of the father. And B, Megas Gaius. If the first halacha everyone holds, why did the Gemara find it necessary to say that it's Beis Shammai that holds this, and together with his Megas Gaius, we'll say that it's the father himself being made for the Neder and not the second Chasin? So that the Ran explains that maybe you could say that what the Gemara is trying to illustrate over here is that you actually do need these two elements. First of all, the reason is because it was heard by the first Chasin. Moreover, it's not just that it was heard by the first Chasin, because you're right, the fact that it was heard by the first Chasin, everyone agrees Nisroikna, as we illustrated from the Gemara in Ayin Rabbeis. But here there's another element that would work against the father inheriting that first Chasin shares, because there's a second Chasin. Now, therefore, we would have thought to say that since the first Chasin was already Zeiche in his shares, in other words, he already heard about it, and he actually even was Mefer, so therefore we would not say that that gets emptied out and transferred to the domain of the father as long as there's a second Chasin, because as we mentioned before, the second Chasin is the extension of the first Chasin regarding the Nedarim that the first Chasin was already Zeich in, already heard about it. Now, although you're right, according to Beis Shammai, the first Chasin is out of the picture because Beis Shammai holds Megas Gaius, but since there is a second Chasin around, he would withhold the opportunity of the father, that the father himself would not be able to be Mefer. That's the Chiddush that the Ran says, why the Gemara had to explain, according to Beis Shammai, that even in this case, where there's two detractions from the father inheriting the share of the Chasin, A, that the first Chasin heard about it. Now, although we said generally that we're working according to Beis Shammai, but here there's another element working against it, because there's a second Chasin. Now, although there's a second Chasin, but Beis Shammai holds the second Chasin is non-existent because of Megas Gaius, but still he's still around, and therefore we would have thought to say that he can, therefore, that there's a Chasin and a father. We know whenever there's a Chasin and a father by Naim or Rasa, the father can't do it himself. Therefore, you would think the Bishamah would agree the father can't do it himself. That's the added Chiddush over here, that the father himself could do it. And even though there's a second Chasin, but since we consider him non-existent, and we say Nisroikin, even when the first Chasin heard about it, that the father himself, according to Bishamah, could be made for the Neder. Now, an added point that the Ran says is, although when it quotes this halacha, which again is really according to everybody, when it says Bishamai Savi, the Bishamai hold Nedarim Nami, it used the word also, where it says that even Nedarim Shirol Aris that were heard by the Chasin, still we're going to say Nisrik and L'Shus La'av. So the Ran addresses that word nami, and he says, that's not to say that, as it sounds like, that, oh, that even when the first chassan heard about it, still we're going to say nesroikin. But what that means to say is that if the first chassan didn't hear about it, then actually, for sure, we would say that the father could be made for the neder by himself, because actually the Ran says to the contrary. When the first chassan didn't hear about it, then like we said in the first case of the brayso, it actually would not transfer all the rights to the father, because actually then it would be the second chassan who together with the father would be made for the neder. So why is saying nami, as if it's saying that Bishami holds that the father is going to be able to do it himself, even though the first chassan heard about it? Actually, it's only because the first chassan heard about it. If he didn't, then actually the father would not be able to. So the Ran says the reason why it says the word nami is not in regards to in regards to the father's ability, but rather because it's addressing the chassan's meriting in the shears in the kala. In other words, the chassan's shears are the fact that he has the rights in it is stronger when he hears about it than when he doesn't hear about it. Now, therefore, since the rights of the chassan are stronger when he hears about it, so therefore that's why we would have thought to say, and that's the chiddush in it, and that is we would have thought to say that the father cannot be made for the neder, as we said previously in the Gemara Daf Ayin Mabez, that makes it sound like that the only time the father could have nisraikin after the first chassan's out of the picture, only if the first chassan didn't hear about it, but when he heard about it, then the father maybe would not be able to be made for the neder. That's why it says nami. In other words, because since here you had the first chassan being mefer, that's the second case of this brayso, that he was mefer it, and the father didn't hear about it until the first chassan had passed away. That's why the status of the second chassan gets demoted, because as we said, once the first chassan does a hafara, and again we're only saying that this point of nami, because why are we saying that the first chassan is out of the picture now? Because of Megis guys, because he chops off himself from the picture because he totally, like Beishami holds quantitatively, did his part, is only because he had rights in it from the fact that he heard about it. But it's not because of Niru per se, and the truth is because actually, to the contrary, the rights of the chassan are stronger when he hears about it than when he doesn't hear about it. Is just saying in the part of the element of the chiddush, that is that we would think to say that that the father would not have the rights in it, and that we're saying that the father actually will have the rights in it, even though that the chassan already grabbed a lion's share of it, his 50%, because once he did his hafara, and that's like the second variable of Bishamay, he's Megis Geis, and therefore that removes the second chassan out of the picture. All the Ran says the way you could explain it is more general, that is, because of a case when there wouldn't be a second chassan, then the term nami would make sense. Because when there's no second chassan, then niru is a chiddush, as we mentioned. That's really the Gemara Daf Ayin Mabez, where if the chassan didn't hear about it, then for sure we'll say nisraikin when there's no later chassan. So therefore, that's what we say nami. That you're right. In this context, it's not a nami, because actually, if the first chassan didn't hear about it, then the second chassan would. But since in a different context, when there is no second chassan, then there's a bigger chiddush. When the first chassan heard about it, that's why we use the terminology of nami. But that's the conclusion of this sugya, that the Gemara is bringing a raya from this braisa, as it said, Taninam Hachle Shmuel, a support for Shmuel's halacha, that he said that the last chassan could be made for the neder together with the father, even if the first chassan had heard about it. Why? Because that's what Beisil is saying. Beisil is saying when you have a father and the last chassan, and that was the second case of this braisa, when the first chassan heard about it and he was made for the neder, even though the first chassan heard about it, and then he died, so then we say that the second chassan, together with the father, could be made for the neder, exactly like Shmuel's halacha. Now, but the Ram points out, actually, even according to Bishamai, the halacha of Shmuel would be true. Because Bishamai only argues when the first chassan heard about it, and he was made for the neder, which we explained at length, that according to Bishamai, what that does is that removes the chassan from the picture. So that removes even the second chassan from the picture, who is an extension of the first chassan. So therefore, the only one left standing is the father. So therefore, when the first chassan then die, when he divorces, when he's out of the picture, then that gets transferred to the father. But Bishamai would agree, if the first chassan heard about it, and it was not made for the neder, then everybody, even Bishamai, would agree that the father and the second chassan would be made for the neder, even though, which is exactly like the halacha of Shmuel, that the first chassan had heard about it, doesn't make a difference. The second chassan can go ahead and be made for the neder, as Shmuel brought a halacha from the pasuk that we see, no matter what neder was on her, even one that the first chassan had heard about, the second chassan could be made for the neder. That's the Ran, how he interprets our sugya, although he does bring an interpretation of Tosis, which the Ran at length goes through to discuss how, according to that interpretation, would we explain our Gemara. But again, that was the halacha from our Gemara, which we said the halacha in the Mishnah, which the tradition of Shmuel from his teachers were, even if the first chassan had heard about it, that the second chassan, together with the father, even if he's the 100th chassan, as long as on that same day, because if it wasn't that same day, then the first chassan hearing about it would have been Mekuyim towards the end of the day. But even if it's 100th chassan on the same day, he, together with the father, could be made for the neder, that even if the first chassan had already heard about it and he already had the shears in it, still he's an extension of that first chassan, and he could, together with the father, be made for the neder.